Blackstone Audio presents A Thread of Truth by Marie Bostwick.
Prologue. The counselor is young, blonde, and pretty, and obviously nervous. She glances at her reflection in the wall mirror when she enters the waiting room, adjusts her collar, and clears her throat before extending her hand toward me with a wide, rehearsed smile and a request for me to follow her back to her office. After a quick kiss and a promise that I'll see them in a few minutes, Bethany and Bobby obediently accompany a volunteer to the playroom where they will wait until I finish the intake interview. I follow the counselor down a wide hallway with recessed lights in the ceiling and thick fawn-colored carpeting on the floors. This is a strange place, more like an upscale hotel than a women's shelter, at least not like any shelter we've been in before. Everything is so quiet, and everyone on the staff is so welcoming, as if they've all been recruited from the ranks of retired desk clerks and children's librarians, kind and purposely calm. Well, almost everyone. As we approach a turn in the corridor, I hear the sound of two women arguing, politely but heatedly. One voice is strained and restrained, trying to appease another, slightly louder voice that belongs to someone skilled in the art of employing clipped, educated enunciation to intimidate those who disagree with her, the voice of a woman who is used to having her own way.
"Abigail, I'm on your side. You know I am," the first voice says.
"But this is a shelter, not a balloon. You can't just blow more women into it like so many extra puffs of air and think it will just keep expanding."